We spoke this week a lot about the halacha that Rosh Hashanah Shechalias b'Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. If Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we don't take the alminim. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. Why? Zeirah Shem Yavirenu, Dalin Ames B'Shusarav. We mentioned the Bir Halachas Kasha in two places, in Simon Shin Gimel and in Simon Shin Memhei, and it's really based on the Mishkanes Yaakov's Kasha to the Beis Ephraim, and that is that if the Rishonim say that Ho'idna, we don't have Rishus HaRabims, so he said, we don't have Rishus HaRabims Ho'idna, so it's really not Shaykh to carry Dalar Amis B'Shus HaRabim Midday Raisa. So if it's not possible to be over Shemi Yavirenu Dalar Amis B'Shus HaRabim, so why are we going ahead and be Mevatel all these mitzvahs? Let's blow Shofar better. Let's take the Dalminim. Let's hit a Megillah. Presume Nisa Adif. So what are we doing this for? Shemi Yavirenu, we don't have Rishus HaRabim. So this week, during the course of, we mentioned three Terutzim. We mentioned the Mahalach for Rabbi Yehuda Asad, some Sveitenmol, which is that Enochinami, it could be as it relates to Shemi Yoitzienu, Mishus Ayachad, Rishus Arabim, being that we don't real Rishus Arabim, we don't have Samach Riboy, that's not going to be an issue. But at the same time, as it relates to Havaris, Tal Rams, Rishus Arabim, maybe that's different. We mentioned the two Terutzim from the Marsham in Chelok Yimel Sim and Kuf Peches. We mentioned the second Terutz first, which was that maybe if Chachamim would be Mekel today, and they'd say, because there's no Rishus Arabim, so don't worry about it, you can blow Shofar, so it would be a Zilzel on Carmelis. And you find there's an idea that if someone has a Suffolk, if he has to bench, so he benches because fake the rice of lechumah. But he doesn't only say the first three brachas of benching again; he says the fourth bracha also. It's only midrabbanon atoyv ametiv, but not to be mezalzel in the rabbanon. See, you machmer in the rabbanon as well. He says if you'd be machmer when there's a real rishus rab, be mekel when it's only a carmelist, it would be a zilzel. And then we mentioned the first teretz in the Marsham based on Rashi and Parshas Ekev that we spoke a lot about. But just one drush as it relates to this, and that is the Aruch Laner wrote a sefer on Chumash. It's called Minchas Ani. And in the Sefer Minchas Ani, this is in Parshas Hazinu, he said he sat down and he made a cheshbon and he made a fascinating observation. He realized that the best years that the Yidden have ever had in Jewish history were years that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And he said the worst years that the Jews had in history were years that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And he said that he was very like neshtoimim by it. He couldn't understand that both the Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, they both happened on years that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. He says the year that Klal Yisrael got mechila on the Chet HaEgel was the year that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. HaKamas HaMishkan was on the year that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. The year the Yid entered Eretz Yisrael was the year that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. He makes all the cheshbonos. So he says that the best of times and the worst of times happen years that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And he said, something has to be going on over here. He said, what's the pshat? See, he said, I'm going to explain it to you with a mashal. He said, there was once a person that committed a terrible crime, and the king paskin that this person was going to die. He was on death row, and he was waiting his sentencing. This person hired attorneys, and they said, there's nothing we can do for you. I'm sorry, you're guilty as charged. There's nothing I can do. Then this person was obviously very depressed about what his fate was going to be. And he started talking to his chaver. He had one friend that was a pikeach. He said, you know, I know the king is a rachamon. He's not a bad guy. And I think that if you can come with an emotional plea, maybe you stand a fighting chance. So he says, maybe have your wife go to the king and let your wife come and make the case about what a good husband you are and you're a good father. And you never know, maybe ulay yachos, maybe this is going to help. So this woman went and she stood in front of the king on the date of the trial and she told the king and she started crying and she didn't understand, my husband, he's such a wonderful person. And the king heard her out, said he has to think about it. He came back and this person was acquitted. He said, it's fine, everything's going to be okay. Short while later, there was another person that committed the same exact crime. And this person, again, he was put on death row and he was going to be executed. And he found himself in the same situation. But, you know, word gets out and he heard that the king, you know, he has a soft spot. If the Bnei Bayis can come and make his case, then, you know, maybe you're going to be able to get out. So this person goes over to his wife and he tells his wife, will you come and, you know, represent me on my behalf, maybe make a plea? And she was willing to do it. But the problem is, said the Aruch Laner, in the story, the relationship that this woman had with her husband was very different than the relationship that the first woman had with her husband. He said the first couple, they had good shalom bias. They really liked each other. He said this guy was abusive. He was a disaster. She really didn't like him. And frankly, it didn't bother her so much that this person was about to be taken out. But, you know, she was abused into it, she was forced into it, she didn't have a choice. Either way, she goes in front of the king, and the king's looking at her, and the king notices that she has a black and blue. Like one of her eyes are swollen. He says, ma'am, is everything okay? Yo, everything is fine. And she's trying to give her spiel. He says, no, really, is everything okay? Anyways, he found out that not only did this guy commit the crime he committed, but he beat his wife, and he was terrible. And you know what ended up happening? They killed him, and it was terrible. Said the Aruch Haner, he said something fascinating. He said that we know that on Rosh Hashanah, we have a Saneger. What's our Saneger? Who's our attorney? Who represents us on the Yom HaDin and Shemayim? It's the Shofar. It's the Schus of the Akedas Yitzchak. He said, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't have Shofar. We don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Ramas Peshus HaRabim. So he said, if Bez Din Shalmailad was sitting around and they're saying, there's no Shofar, what's going to be? Why don't we blow Shofar? Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas Peshus HaRabim. Because he didn't keep Shabbos? Wow. Let me talk to Shabbos. And the Aruch Haner says, this is not just a joke. He said, because he brings Alpi Kabbalah, Zohar Kodesh says, Shabbos is Oisi Bein Yuvein Bnei Yisrael, Oisi Li'olam. It's the intermediary between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. The intermediary, literally the negotiator, is Shabbos. And Shabbos will come and we'll sit down and hear Hashem out and hear Klal Yisrael out and try to work something out. Shabbos is Bein Yuvein Bnei Yisrael, Oisi Li'olam. So he says, you know who comes in? There's no Shofar. So Shabbos walks in. So he says, what does Shabbos look like? He said, when Klal Yisrael takes care of Shabbos, so Shabbos walks in glowing. Shabbos walks in and looks like she's well taken care of. He said that Shabbos has a tremendous kayach and Klal Yisrael has tremendous yeshuas from that. He said, but when Klal Yisrael was beaten and tattered, because Yidden are being Mechal Shabbos, Rechman al-San, that's when it ends up being terrible. So the Aruch Haner said that Yidden had the best years in history when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, and they had the worst years in history when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And you know what it boiled down to? How the Yidden kept Shabbos. He said the years that the Yidden kept Shabbos properly, then Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, they didn't have Tkiyah Shofar, but you know what they had? They had Shabbos. That's what they had. And Shabbos, we saw Masechta Shabbos. Shabbos is not just a mitzvah. Shabbos is not a lulav. Shabbos is a mitzius. You have to greet the Shabbos. You have to escort the Shabbos. Malava Malka. Right? That's what Shabbos is. The Chassidim are Rishonim, the way the Gemara says, and the Rambam brings it, and this Kovet, and this Oinik, because Shabbos is a mitzius ruchni. It's a mitzius. And this mitzius is literally the go-between. Bein Yuvein Bnei Yisrael, Yoisi Lo'ilam. So what does Shabbos look like? When Shabbos walks in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos looks great, then Klal Yisrael has a Yeshua. But when the Yidden didn't keep Shabbos, that's when Rachman al-Islam, they had terrible tzaras. And that was this was a Shabbos Shuvah drasha. So we mentioned the Hishana Rabbah drasha from Abulazza Fleckless and two Shabbos Shuvah drasha from the Neidah Yehuda. This is a Shabbos Shuvah drasha from Yaakov Etlinger from the Aruch Laner in the Sefer Minchas Ani. It was in the year Tof Reish Lamed Beis. This is what he told his Chevra. It was Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, and he told them when it's Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, the Eibush is going to look very carefully at Shabbos. So we should be Zoycha this year. Klal Yisrael learned Masechta Shabbos, and we learned Masechta Erevin, and I think everybody put a lot of koiches into Shabbos. We should all be gebenched with a ksiva v'chsima toiva, a good gebenched yar.